Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I think the word I was looking for was supersedes. Okay, Michael Cohen, producer Andre Holgate, thanks for joining us. 6:34 on a Wednesday evening. Okay, when it comes to this presidential election, many people assume that the facts and news analysis will be key to determining the outcome. But my next guest says that's simply wrong, that the candidates' personal stories are the single most important factor of an election. Political commentator and writer Dr. Diana Sheets is an active and popular blogger. Her site, literarygulag.com. She served as the director of the Women's Center at Princeton University, was a research scholar in the English and History departments at the University of Illinois, and she's written two novels, The Cusp of Dreams and American Sweet. Dr. Sheets, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be joining you, Michael.
So tell me, how can that be? It seems that whether we're talking about Mitt Romney's comment on the 47% or President Obama's policy on the Middle East, the focus is always on the issues. Why don't these factors stick with the voters?
Because what voters are looking for are emotional stories of somebody's life that they can relate to. And what they want to understand is this a person that I like and that I can vote for? And policies don't influence their vote. The values and the stories of the lives of the candidates are what really make them decide who they're going to vote for.
So how effective would you say, and how would you compare the two, between Obama and Romney in their presenting of their personal stories at this point in the campaign?
Okay. Well, they've done something entirely different. So what Barack Obama has done more than any other candidate in history is focus on his personal story. And if you look at Dreams from My Father, it reads like a novel. And in fact, it reads so much like a novel that there actually had to be a guy by the name of David Moranis had to write a biography of Barack Obama, and he's a Democrat, and he's a supporter, and he's written a biography of Bill Clinton, but the biography becomes basically a counter-narrative that actually tells the truth in place of the fiction that Barack Obama has given.
Tell me, does his story, though, is it one that most Americans can really relate to?
They want to relate to. If you look at the whole history of America since the Civil Rights era, what Americans want to say is we're fair, we're good, we're not racist, we believe in everybody, we're a multicultural society. And Barack Obama personifies that new America. And he's handsome, and he's young, and he seems vital, and he seems to share their worldview and their sense of youthfulness. And so that's what they're identifying with.
Tell me, what about Mitt Romney? He's a man, obviously, that was very successful in the business world. His starting point was different than Barack Obama's, perhaps, but certainly made quite a mark for himself. Do you think that his story has been told in a way that is effective to Americans?
Well, I think that Mitt Romney, if you look at his story should be the story that resonates with Americans, that they should say, this is the man that can make sure America stays on top, that can make sure I'll keep my job, that can make sure the economy is roaring so that my neighbor can have a job. His book, The Case for American Greatness, is not an autobiographical story. It's got little story narratives about his life, but it's about how to restore America back to being and making sure it maintains its status as a superpower. Hmm. Now, this should resonate with Americans. They should understand that their well-being is tied to America's greatness. But I'm not sure that Americans really understand how important it is to have someone who understands the economy and makes sure that jobs is at the forefront of America's future.
I'm talking to political commentator and writer Dr. Diana Sheets. She's an active and popular blogger. You can find her online at literarygulag.com. Politicsnow.com. What about all the negative storylines we've been hearing, whether it's about President Obama questioning where he was really born, and all these other assertions about him, or Mitt Romney with this storyline the Democrats want to paint that he's a wealthy man that doesn't care about middle and lower class Americans. How does that affect the storyline, and how can candidates really supersede that?
Well, both campaigns, through the subsidiary organizations that have been running ads, have been running highly negative ads. And the reason is negative ads work, and unfortunately they work very, very well. So the negatives on this election are some of the highest that there have been for any election. I think that the Democrats have gotten very strong at building their argument and building a case. But the problem is there are many, many questions about Barack Obama. None of the stories, none of the details of the story about race and memory and personal identity really, really are correct. So if you look at if you take a look at David Moranis' story, and he's a Democrat and he's sympathetic, what he goes through is he does a fact check on all of the details of his personal narrative, and they're just basically, if you want to be charitable, you can say they have some validity, but mm-hmm. but on balance, they're wrong. Now, Mitt Romney, I think he should be resonating with Americans. I think the stories that they're telling that he doesn't care about Americans, I don't think that's correct at all. I think he deeply cares about Americans, but certainly the Democrats have been very, very effective at painting him as a one percenter who's indifferent to the fate of ordinary people.
How does the Romney campaign work to get around that? I mean, how do they present him in the way that his supporters and certainly his family sees him, as a generous man, a modest man, a man who's worked very hard and succeeded?
Well, I think that the big question is, it goes back to what Americans are looking for. Are they looking for someone who is strong and successful and can build a nation of strength? And do they identify with someone like Mitt Romney? Now, what I'm concerned about is that in the world of people who are suffering, they don't understand that success builds success, and that you want to have someone who's had experiences working with businesses and turning them around and realizing how to get America back to work. But if you're scared, if you're worried, then the notion of having someone who will take care of you and a nation that will take care of you mm-hmm. can be deceptive. It can feel like something that's very good, rather than saying we have to make difficult choices in order to build the America that we want, not only today, but for the future.
It's interesting because we've obviously had President Obama in office for 4 years now. It seems that we probably should know his story. Do you think Americans really are clear on what exactly his story is, though?
No, I don't, because unfortunately, I feel that the newspaper press almost entirely is in the tank for Obama. I mean, journalists are by and large very liberal, and they want Obama, their man, to win. And conversely, journalists, unless they're writing about the economy, really are not well disposed to look sympathetically at somebody who comes from a business background. Obama's background is an academic background. He doesn't understand how power works. He doesn't understand anything really about business. He doesn't understand how you build an engine in an economy to be successful. But what he does understand is how to reach out emotionally to people about the things that they think they care about, and so they'll vote for him. And if you're worried about your future, the notion of tightening up a welfare state and making sure that there are less entitlement benefits, that sounds very worrisome to you. But mm-hmm. if you can't imagine what the consequences are going to be 20 years from now of not making some corrections right now, then you can't even begin to imagine how difficult it's going to be, not only for you, but for your children.
About a minute left. You know, women, of course, are getting a lot of attention this election year. We hear about the gender gap, the fact that the president holds this apparent advantage over Mitt Romney when it comes to the vote of women. Is there anything in particular that the Romney campaign can do to shift that, or is the president, his charm, is, as you're saying, his emotional connection, is that going to win out?
I don't know. It's a question. Clearly, women who are married and are they are actually voting for Romney. But if you have women who are worried about their future and they define birth control and reproductive rights as the only thing that defines them, well, then Romney may have a challenge in that area. I think the you have to give Barack Obama's team credit for realizing what they needed to work on strategically to get that portion of the women's vote that really says, I want the state to take care of my my reproductive needs.
Political commentator and writer Dr. Diana Sheets. She's a blogger. You can find her online at literarygulag.com to learn a lot more. Diana, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate it.
Been great. Coming up next, I'm joined by a private investigator. She looks into cheating spouses, crooked business partners, that is, to find out if they are, in fact, cheating and crooked. She'll tell me how she goes about it. Maybe we'll learn something here next. By the way, for feedback, our email address is ccrecap@gmail.com, ccrecap@gmail.com. Send us a line. That's next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.